This week, I received the same email advertisement at least 8 times. Now, I could tell that it was an advertisement because of the sender, and truthfully, the title was a little suspicious. The perfect career is just a click away. And I thought, well, I already sent my letter this week to the bishop telling him that I already had the perfect job, and this email's not from him, so not sure what I can do with this email. You know, I can only laugh at a statement like that. The perfect career is just a click away. Nothing perfect is just a click away. Nothing that is truly meaningful is that easy. For the work of a lifetime is far more precious than anything that is just a click away. Now, maybe something as simple as clicking on a website, answering a message, taking a phone call, or having a conversation can be the beginning of something great. It could be the beginning of the journey that leads to a perfect career, a beautiful friendship, a holy marriage, a holy life. But it would only be the beginning. Vocations are built of sterner stuff than can be found only one click away. Paul had to remind the Corinthians of the same thing. Consider your own calling, brothers and sisters. Consider your own calling. The Christians at Corinth were a fascinating group of people, diverse in culture, passionate in celebration, filled with strong personalities, overcome at times by divisions. They were a vibrant, vibrant people. And Paul invited them to remember the truth of their calling to faith in Christ Jesus. They were not called to follow Christ because they were wise or rich or powerful. Most of them were not any of these things. They seemed unlikely choices for God to call to share in His life and His work. They were poor and meek. They were mourning and hungry. They were insulted and persecuted. They were the kind of people that Jesus calls blessed. God calls the unlikely to share in His life and His work and His love. Like the 12 He called to join Him on the mountain, they were fishermen, a tax collector, members of radical political groups, and a traitor. These were unlikely people to call to help in the greatest work of human history. But on that mountain, on the Sea of Galilee, on the road to Damascus, on the road to Emmaus, on the road to Ethiopia, and even on the roads of Monroe, God is calling the unlikely to share in the life and the work of His Son. And those He calls, He graces. God gives His grace to every call and every vocation. God gives the grace for the call to each and every one who responds to the call. Consider your own calling, my dear brothers and sisters. Consider your own calling. Where God calls you, God graces you. He calls you to join Him on the mountain, and He calls you blessed. It doesn't mean that the journey will be easy. It certainly doesn't mean that perfection is only one click away. It does mean that the grace of God, the power of the Almighty who created the heavens and the earth, surrounds and supports and sustains the call and the response of those who follow the Lord Jesus. Perfect careers have imperfect days. Beautiful friendships abound in difficulties. Holy marriages see hard and trying times. And holy lives know well about carrying a cross. God's grace surrounds them all. God's grace sustains and supports them. Like the 12, like Paul, like the holy women, Jesus has called us, unlikely as we are, to join Him on this mountain. Here He will feed us with the word of life and the bread of life. He will support us with His grace, sustain us by His power, and strengthen us with His blessing. For from all eternity, Jesus Himself has considered our calling. Amen.